A Cedro-Woolley couple yesterday received long prison terms for the death of the daughter they adopted from Ethiopia. The judge handed down the maximum allowed sentences, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
In a packed Mount Vernon courtroom, dozens of Ethiopians from the Seattle area again mourned the death of Hannah Williams. Among them was Mulu Mabet Retta. She heads the Ethiopian Community Mutual Association in Seattle. She says it grieves her to think how Hannah came to the U.S. hoping for a better life.
This is where you get everything, you know, the land of plenty. So all those things were washed away.
The adoptive parents of Hannah Williams were accused of starving and beating her and forcing her to stay outside as punishment. The teenage girl died of malnutrition and hypothermia in the family's backyard 2 years ago. Last month, a jury found parents Larry and Carrie Williams guilty for Hannah's death. Tuesday, a Skagit County Superior Court judge gave Carrie Williams the maximum allowed sentence, almost 37 years. The judge said she probably deserved more, according to the Skagit Valley Herald. Carrie's husband, Larry Williams, was sentenced to nearly 28 years. The couple was also found guilty of assault for punishing a deaf boy they adopted from Ethiopia in 2008 at the same time as Hannah. This case sparked outrage in the Ethiopian community. But Retta says the community has also come together to try to improve the adoption experience for other Ethiopian kids.
You know, these kids came and just was in a place where they don't speak the language, don't know the food, don't know the culture, don't know, they don't even see anybody who looks like them. I mean, it's just like, it's terrible.
The Williams also had six biological children who were placed in foster care after their parents were arrested. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.